And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Oh, my God. All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time here, talking fishing, having fun, and, boy, enjoying all the stories from Wicked Tuna with Bob Clark, and then talking about Tuna Wars coming up tonight with Mike Lum. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with you, man. We're having a great time, Corey.
Oh, so much fun, Rick, and learned so much about East Coast stuff, too, and Bob Cook's a pretty cool guy, too, man. It's cool hanging out with him. And you want to join us on the phones? 213. They are packed, I must say. But 213-432-1090. Or you can send us a text via the app. And, man, there's a ton of text, too. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. And Mike's throwing in four Reel a Week tickets, which there are still some available. Did we give Tim's number? I don't know if we did or not.
No, we didn't. But you can always get Reel a Week tickets by calling 951-264-7382. That's 951-264-7382. And I will tell you right now, you need to leave your name and telephone number clearly. He can hear you clearly. And then he, as soon as we get wrapped up with the Tuna Wars reception and all that, he'll call you back and get your tickets to you. You can also, if you'd prefer, send an email to win@rollokids.org. And again, just leave a name and telephone number, and he'll call you back in the order that those come in. It'll probably be a couple of days before you hear back from him. At this point, you can come down tonight and get Reel a Week tickets at the reception, and we're going to bonus you with $40 worth of raffle tickets for tonight's raffle. So that's another way to get them.
So maybe save your money and come on down this afternoon, 4 o'clock at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Absolutely. Get to meet Bob and Dave and all these great people that are going to be there. And we're going to have some guest appearances from industry people that everybody always listens to and want to get to know a little bit. So come down and join us. It's fun. Doesn't cost you a thing to get in.
That's cool. Now, who is fishing with who on what boat for two boys leaving tomorrow?
You're putting me on the spot.
No worries. I just had curiosity.
It's going to be Dave Marciano is on the Ocean Odyssey with Team Hard Merchandise.
Cool.
And then on the Tribute, we've got Bob Cook.
Oh, you're going to like that, Bob.
So it's going to be the Team Fat Tuna on the Liberty with Taro. And that means that the you know, he's the reigning king. He wins more than he doesn't. So I think you're in a good spot there. And then we've had a change in the last week. Marissa, that was supposed to come out and be on the Tomahawk, has had an unexpected situation come up, and she is not able to attend Tuna Wars. And so what we've done at the last minute is Nancy Marciano stepped up
and said,
I will go to the other boat. And so the Tomahawk is going to have Nancy leading the charge.
How cool.
And that means she is directly competing with Dave, which is going to be absolutely fantastic.
Even better.
If she wins, because I think it's going to give us a year's worth of razzing for Dave, which is going to be fantastic.
With all that being said, my money's on Mr. Bob Cook right here.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I was gonna. This is now called.
This is now called
Beat the Marcianos. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this thing was designed as a very fun event. The tournament aspect of it is way down on the list, and the fact is, it doesn't really matter who catches what, and it doesn't matter what boat wins. All the kids are going to win from the money we raise tonight at the reception and the proceeds from the boat. So it's the kids, and that's where my focus is. But it is going to be fun to see how this turns out, who wins.
I'm assuming all tickets are all sold out.
For the boats, yeah. The boats are full, and, you know, it leaves tomorrow night, so at this point there's probably not much chance. Howard Coolidge is the gentleman that coordinates all of that, and you can always send him an email at howard@rollokids.org, and I don't know what would happen. Just tell him you want to be on a standby, and if something happens, maybe he can call you. If you're flexible enough to leave tomorrow, I think the boat's going to leave about 7, I think.
Yeah. But next year, you know.
We are already taking reservations for next year, absolutely.
And it's really cool too, because like you say, it's a you pay a little extra, but you're going on a very limited load. You get to go fishing with a guy like Bob and talk story and have a lot of fun. And the swag bag that gets put together for the anglers every year is crazy impressive. It's a really good time. And again, your money's going to take kids fishing. Like, why would you not do this? It's so cool.
Everything you just said, Rick, is exactly correct. And, you know, we have some people that have literally been on these trips all 9 years.
That's so rad.
That we've
wow.
run the trip. I mean, from the time Paul came out by himself right into Tuna Wars, never missed a year. And I think, I don't know what the number is, but I would say there's at least a dozen people that have not missed a trip in all those years.
How many jackets does Norm Campbell have at this point?
I think, I'm not sure, but I think it's three or four.
A closet full.
Yeah, yes. A closet full. He has an assortment of colors.
All right, perfect.
By the way, that's what the winning team gets. This is a very high-stakes thing, you know. You get an embroidered jacket that says you were part of the winning team.
That's it.
And then you get bragging rights, and so that's worth far more than any amount of money you could win. So, no, it's no cash payout. All the money goes to the kids.
I love it.
Good time.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I want to remind you that Catch Sport Today wrapped up. Don't forget, man, summer's here and the sand crabs are everywhere on the beach. And now there's a compact, lightweight tool to scoop them up. It's the Crab and Go. Only weighs 6 ounces and it's made from a rust-resistant stainless steel. You can have free fresh sand crabs at the beach every time you go surf fishing. You'll find the Crab and Go at local surf fishing tackle shops or online at surffishtackle.com.
A funny thing with that, Rick.
Please.
We call them sand crabs.
Mm-hmm.
On the East Coast, you call them sand fleas.
Oh, yes.
It's the same thing.
Is that what you're talking about? My
yeah.
goodness.
That's
yeah.
funny. Okay. I know you've done some striper fishing back in that neighborhood there. So surf fishing, same deal, same type of sand crabs on the beach?
I actually got to fish at Martha's Vineyard two different years. And, no, I didn't fish sand fleas.
Okay.
I actually fished the weedless and fished slugs on the surface.
No
with,
kidding.
With boil and striper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Working like a Zara spook.
Oh, man.
Oh, good times.
I love it.
Enough about me, man. That's all good times.
I used to work on lobster boats as a kid, and they'd be filled with sand fleas. Yeah,
oh,
just
okay.
filled with them on the bait bag. So,
right.
Yeah.
So funny.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody excited to talk to Bob. Corey, let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. How about John? John from Escondido. Thanks for being so patient this morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, great show as always, you guys. Just a comment and a question. And, hey, Rick, kudos to you guys in your shop, there at, Fisherman's. I came in on Thursday, you were off, but, he's not a kid, but I call him kids, but the kid with the blonde hair.
Sure.
I forget his name.
Oh, yeah. Probably Vince.
What's his name?
Vince.
Probably Vince, right? So I walk in, he's
like
over behind the reels and stuff like that, and he's like, hey, John, how you doing, man? You know, just across the thing, and that just makes you feel, you know, happy to be in your store, right? He hooked me up with a Daiwa 35 series for one of my reels. But I was just curious, have you guys ever thought about having a prize that where you could win to go out and fish with these guys on their boat back east? And as much as it sells out here for us to go fishing with them here, I can only imagine that it would sell out to go back there and go fish with them.
I'm in.
Right? I think you're just adding another layer on the Mike Long's table there.
Not a problem at all. And yeah. We've actually, in years past receptions, we have a live auctioned off trips. Dave Marciano has done that a couple of times. I know it's very challenging because these guys have schedules right. with filming that they have to work around. And then just like Bob mentioned earlier, he's pretty much sold out for this year. So now we're talking about giving away or selling off a trip for the following year. It gets kind of complicated to keep track of. But, yes, it has been done, and we would certainly entertain the idea of doing it again.
And thanks for the kind words, too, John. I'll make sure to tell Vince that he said that's very, very kind of you, too. We're very blessed to have a really good – we got the best crew in the world at the shop right now, and I really appreciate you saying so.
Vince is an absolute wizard with reels,
dude.
Period. Yeah, end of the story.
Magician, no doubt
man.
About it. Yep.
As caveman as he looks.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah, he's my favorite. Hey, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Chuck? Chuck Cohn from Dana Point. Good morning. Appreciate you joining this morning, Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
Hey, guys. Great show and a great tuna show, too. And, you know, thanks, fishing buddy. For reel away. I finally won one, and my wife eyeballs it and takes it from me.
Oh, you got to keep her there, man.
Smart.
I'm talking about it.
So you got to hand it to her, you know. I need a custom rod, too. All right. But, Bob, great boat. A lot of respect with you and your crew and stuff, you know. And then you're talking sand eel. The guy sitting next to you could pour you some sand eels and see how that works back east. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Concord, what do you think? Huh?
Yeah.
And
welcome
to Flat Fall. Flat Fall here, you know. We got Absolutely. Stuff that you guys don't use, and you guys got stuff over there. I just love watching that. But the one thing is when you come in for your prices, and the guy goes, hey, great care of the fish. Is he talking how many gaff holes, how long he cooled it down, or put it on ice, all that? What could you?
All the above.
Because I see that.
Generally, what we try to do is swim these fish when we catch them. And when we swim them, they're still alive, but they do have a harpoon in them. But depending on where you hit them, that will not actually kill the fish at the time. So we swim them, and we take their body heat completely down so that the heating of the fish doesn't ruin the meat. And so when you do that, the buyer can really tell. And then as soon as you get it in, you gill it. You gut it, you ice it right away, and you put it in a bag so that the sun doesn't bleach out their skin. And so their actual presentation is good as well. And we put moist rice paper on them on the side so that side that's showing up basically at where they sell the fish and they're auctioning off the fish looks pretty. So it's all the above. It's all those same things you said, but there's a whole lot that goes into it. And I keep having people say, geez, we'd like to see more of the process, more of the process. We'd like to see you gut a fish. Unfortunately, this is Disney.
Yeah, the fisherman Disney, wants to see that.
Disney doesn't like to show the blood much. And I guess I get it. It's a family show, but it bums me out because we get so many requests for that. I want to see how you process that fish. So yeah.
And you probably take pride, Bob. I'm assuming 100%. You take pride, right, in your product.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It would be kind of cool to see. You mentioned rice paper.
Yep.
So is that put on, like, by you before the fish goes to the buyer or after?
100% before it goes to the buyer. We try to do that as quickly as possible.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a moist green. That when you see green paper on them, that's rice paper. We put that usually in the live well. We let it soak up with water, and then we put that on the whole side of the fish.
Interesting.
The upside, we call it.
And then does ice then go over the top of that, or do you just keep that side free of ice in a cold, like a cold box or
ice
bag?
Goes all over.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, all over.
And then that just keeps the ice from washing out color and denting the fish and all
exactly.
that kind of stuff?
Yep, washing out color is the best way to put it. Perfect.
Do you guys ever go as far as doing, like, the Taniguchi method where they run the wire down the spinal column of the fish, that Ikijime wire? Like,
I'll tell you. I brought a guy from Australia out fishing, and he said, where's your mattress? And I said, what? What are you talking about? So they actually drop them on a mattress, and they do that method. Mm-hmm. And so I tried it a couple times. Boy, did I screw it up. So I really need somebody to show me how to do that.
Sure.
Show me that method.
I think we know just the guy.
That's one of those things, too, that it's so nice hearing somebody else say that. Some of the crews on some of the boats that do that with regularity, you watch them do it so effortlessly that it just nothing to that. Let me do it. And then, man, it is not. It is. It's a perfected method that guys have. But the process when a fish comes on one of these boats is they gaff it and they try to set it down, and almost instantly they put a spike in it, and the spike immobilizes the fish. But the guys that are so good with that, in the same hole that they spike the fish, will run that spinal cord wire down. In seconds, there's nothing to it, but will you fumble around with a wire trying to find just the right spot? It's not as easy as they make it look.
You screw it up once on one of these 400 pounders, and you just feel foolish, and you say, I'm never doing that again. And I don't know why it hasn't caught on on the East Coast.
But boy, on the opposite, watching it happen and then watching it, watching what it does to the fish, and you watch that fish just go from tense to just relaxed, and then you skip the rigor process, and it's really cool to see.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm thinking about this now. We don't take them on board in that state. We take them on board.
Because you're swimming them. Yeah, you're swimming them the whole time.
Well, we bleed them out at the side of the boat afterwards. Foolishly, when I take them on a bit early and they're still doing that, I wish I knew that method.
Sure.
So that's when I would use it. But normally, 99.9% of the time, they're completely dead and bled out. So.
Such interesting stuff.
Awesome.
Really cool.
No doubt. Well, hey, time to find out what's going on with our fishdope.com report, Corey. This one's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You can get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can now purchase their famous spices, their rubs, their poke kits, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And we got the man with our fishdope.com report, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Rick, Corey, thanks for having me on the show today. Hey, the fishing is absolutely turning on, insane. Big fish between Catalina and Clemente. That big fish has arrived, and it's biting. It's biting the rubber flying fish again, Rick, just like it's supposed to do. It's biting the rubber flyer. And I know the fish we call giant bluefin here, Bob has to throw back, but we are totally stoked with these 250, 300-pound fish. They're absolutely incredible. The amount of fish that we're seeing, Bob, will blow your mind when you get out there. And the difference between where you guys fish and where we fish, we're fishing in 3,000 feet of water with these giant bluefin swimming around. It's pretty incredible fishery right now. Some of the pictures my members have been sending me, Rick, of these breezing schools of this big fish, it just flashes me back to 2015 when we first started getting on these things. It's pretty incredible sight right now. And then what you can do while you wait, because it's been that big time afternoon bite. The morning, if you're out there in the zone, a lot of people are just hanging it up before it happens. The thing's been happening at like 4:30 in the afternoon, and the whole world just changes like you can't even comprehend.
The witching hour.
So guys have been swinging into Catalina and catching some sea bass and some halibut, and it's really good of that smaller grade yellowtail if you find the right conditions, backside, middle of Catalina. I know Wish talked about it yesterday. And then that halibut fishing still historic. That's all you can call it, is historic halibut fishing. 15 to 20 feet of water backside Catalina, anywhere where there's sand. It's pretty unbelievable. Up there at the Channel Islands, they're in that moon phase right now. They're seeing a lot of sea bass up there. It's just not on the bite right now. We're coming off that moon, so things are going to change. What we're going to witness in the next couple weeks, I think, is going to be historic because of the amount of volume of squid up at the island, the amount of bluefin in the channel between Catalina and Clemente, and then the amount of bluefin down below. These guys are talking bluefin, and then all of a sudden it turns into yellowfin. It's just there's so much stuff ready to happen. And like Wooly said a few minutes ago, if we get some sun, I can't even comprehend what might happen. We haven't seen the sun in so long here, Bob. It's mind-boggling. So, all right, but that's what I got. Yeah, that's what I got for this week. And someday, Bob, it'd be cool to get you on the podcast. Thank you guys for letting me share a little bit of what's going on out here right now. And I think you're in store for a fun trip this week, Bob.
Would love to do it. Very nice talking to you.
Thanks, Dave. Great job.
Thanks,
appreciate
Dave.
A great report, as always. And, hey, if you want to save $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, you can save $20 by using the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $20. And, Dave, if somebody wants to keep in touch with you, how do we do it?
Well, it's almost impossible to not see me if you're on any type of social media. Your Saltwater Guide everywhere. Your Saltwater Guide, and then my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. If you're tired of sucking at fishing, I will make sure you don't suck anymore.
Great job, Dave. Appreciate you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
for having me on the show. See ya.
Great job. Appreciate that. Hey, a fun text came through from Jose in San Diego. Bob, I love hearing about the type of gear that you guys fish with back there. Can you give us a little rundown on the rods, the reels, the pound tests, braid, fluorocarbon, hook size, all that great stuff for catching those giant tuna? That's from Jose in San Diego.
Sure, Jose. We use 9-foot rods. We use real easy rods, real easy custom rods. I'm a big pen guy, so I use pen 130s. We are basically 600 yards of braid, and we usually go into about 100 yard mono top shot, and then we go into about a 25 foot mono leader that's on a swivel, And we use anywhere from 12 to 20-ounce sinkers. The hooks that we use are circle hooks, 9, 10 aughts, some 7 aughts, if the situation allows. And we use balloons. We just suspend baits at a certain place in the column, and we wait for a bite.
So is there something under the braid?
Yeah.
Because a 130 should Jack hold Ron. More than 500 yards of braid, right?
Yeah, sorry.
No, just out of curiosity.
No, you're right. So 200 yards of Dacron.
Gotcha. And that's just a space filler because you don't need that much. Why spend a bunch of – why spend an extra few, $100, $200 worth of Spectra that's just going to be sitting on the bottom because your fish aren't going to take that much line.
That's exactly right. And if you get to that point, you know you're in big trouble.
Gotcha.
Rick, being the tackle shop guy, knew exactly the yardage that it should be on there.
Yep.
Only because we had a fun one last...
We call that a space saver as well. Yeah.
Last year for the Bisbee's tournament, the big black and blue, the richest fishing tournament in the world, we have a great customer who they have a very high-end, big-time sport fishing yacht. The family also owns like a bigger mothership. They're upgrading sport fishers and found themselves fishing the Bisbees without their rocket ship sport fisher, but still wanted to participate and fish in their much slower mothership trip. And he said wanted and needed all of the line that they could possibly have because it takes them a long time to slow down and turn around and get back on their fish. So we filled their 130s with 130-pound Spectra from the bottom to the top.
Oh, my God.
And then they fished like a 100-foot top shot of mono. And I don't even recall, but it was like 2,200 yards of line or just some the bulk spools of Spectra, we get coming 2,500 yards spools, and you only got one reel out of one of them. By the time it was done, there wasn't enough to fill anything up. It was wild.
Crazy.
Wild, yeah.
Crazy.
$500 or something to put line on the reel, just something wild.
Which explains why you knew exactly the yardage.
Dude, I was at that line machine. They have 6 of them, I was at the line machine for a long time, but a lot of fun. Well, hey, the phones
cha-ching.
Are... Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. The phones are packed up. Corey, let's jump back into them.
Oh, crazy one for sure, Rick. How about Rick? Ryan Cohn from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Hi, good morning, guys. And my question for you, Bob, is that what are the differences that you find from fighting a tuna from the boat versus on the stand-up gear?
Well, we put a heck of a lot of heat on these fish, and, sometimes 60 pounds. It would be next to impossible.
60 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yep. It's on the regular 38, and a lot of times you just got to bury that. And the more line that goes out, the more that goes up, right? So 60 pounds up and down, when that thing takes, a 200-yard run, he's now probably around... You're the expert.
Yeah.
80?
Yeah,
I don't know. Nobody knows. But to do that stand-up, and I remember Dennis Braid years ago, he would go up to PEI and do that, and I thought, no thanks.
Yeah, right.
No thanks. That's the best way to slip a disc ever. So, yeah. I mean, we use very heavy drag, so it's become extremely impossible to do anything stand-up. I know Dave messed around with it last year to try to become the GOAT, and I also looked at that and said, no thanks. I'm all good.
Before the show started, we talked about Trev Gowdy. And I remember Gowdy and Braid fishing those things on
the
show. And the thing I remember the most is it wasn't a line, but it was like a 3/4-inch line that they had tied to those guys.
Yeah.
They're obviously fishing in a big bucket harness, and like they had like 3/4-inch line tied to the back of those guys. So they didn't get ripped
keep from
overboard.
Getting pulled over.
It was wild.
Wow.
I don't too much.
I have zero. I did that in North Carolina in the Outer Banks. I did some stand up and out of the chair. On bigger fish, these were 85 to 90 inches, probably 6-7 years ago, and I gave it back to the guys. I'm not doing this. I'm doing it out of
the
gun or nothing at all. And he didn't have any swivel rod holders.
Well, I think that, again, a guy that clearly has done all of this thing, I think you're going to get a real charge out of seeing the fishing that they do out here because it's a very modified version of the two. Especially when we're fishing big fish, there's, the gear out here is so particular and it's changed for use of utilizing the gunnel, not by keeping the rod in a rod holder, but still using the gunnel as a fulcrum and leverage point. And the rods are built that way. And I think that a guy that enjoys fishing as much as you do is going to get a real charge out of especially watching somebody who's very proficient at utilizing the rail as a fulcrum wheel. It's a cool mix between the two.
I got to tell you, man, Mike this morning said that you guys have gone to that, and it just sort of happened in the past few years.
Yeah.
People were actually putting – we still yell at our customers for putting anything on the rail.
Sure.
Especially the broad. And you guys are now using that as a tactic. I mean, they find that amazing.
Yeah.
Four grips to accommodate the situation.
Yeah, the gear has become purpose-built for it.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Mike was explaining all that. We went to that caning what would you call that statue or
The tribute to the tribute lift pulling over there on Sheldrana.
Yeah.
And we had the discussion of there's a difference between in the rail and on the rail, two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a great time, Bob. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cool.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. We're all too busy chatting up fishing, man. Having a great time with Captain Bob in here. This has been a lot of fun.
So much fun, Rick. And Bob... Mr. Bob Cook, just such a cool guy. And you can come down this evening, 4 o'clock, 4 to 7, down at Dana Landing for the captain's reception. You can meet him and Mr. Dave Marciano, his wife Nancy, and have a great time. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. You can even talk to Corey. He'll be there. And you can probably pick his brain on calico bass fishing because I heard he knows a little about it.
Well, there's bigger fish to fry, and that would be bluefin tuna. For sure. Yeah, come on down for... 4 p.m. and no ticket necessary like in years past. I know, I think last year was the first year you did not have to have a ticket.
Yeah, it works so much better. People don't have to wait in line. They don't have to check in. You just show up at 4 o'clock and start immediately enjoying the festivities. If you want to get something to eat or drink, we'll ask for a $20 donation. We'll give you a wristband, and then you can sample all the different things that are there. And Jeff over there at Sushi on a Roll. We'll have a crowd around his canopy, I'm sure.
And last year, I remember remember the Royal Rooster was serving fresh yellowtail filet, and
he
there was a local beer company serving beer, and there was
we've got the beer back. The Royal Rooster schedule was such that he could not be there this time, but we filled the hole with a couple other guys. We got a guy making pizza this time, which is going to be fun.
Wow!
And then of course we're still going to have the. What is it? The Traeger pulled pork sandwiches that Dana Landing is doing.
Stop and right there, Mike.
We added something else, but I can't remember. Baker was busy on the food assignment, so I'm not exactly sure what.
$20 though.
$20, and you get to sample the food. And like I said, you'll immediately at 4 o'clock when you get there, there'll be people, and you'll just step in, and instantly you'll be in part of the party.
I love it. Awesome.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, the phones are packed up. The texts are, too. We're going to roll in with a text question for Bob today. Good morning, guys. We're having so much fun listening to today's show. Where can we watch Wicked Tuna? Is there a subscription that we can go back and see previous seasons? And where do we find the new ones? That's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Well, Rory, this is a question I know a little bit about. Disney Plus, you definitely can get that package, and you can see previous episodes. Or Nat Geo at 9 o'clock on Sunday nights. And, I believe you'll be able to get that around here, no problem.
Yeah, for
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's streaming as well on Nat Geo. But we air 9 p.m. Sunday nights, and check it out. I mean, this is, I can't believe it. This the highest ratings this show has ever had is this year, and I'm floored by that.
And you guys have been the highest rated show on Nat Geo. Like forever. I mean, it is the show.
Yeah.
It's so much fun because it's everything. It's we love it watching the fishing and the fishermen and the technique, but there's the drama and there's the characters and there's you, there's the competition. I mean, it's well edited. It's fun. There's things that, you know, the fisherman loves to yell and complain about, and there's things that the wife loves the competition. It's just awesome, man. Yeah. You guys do such a great job, and it's really cool to watch.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Wouldn't be a show without the drama, right?
That's right.
That's funny.
I can. That's hit or miss for me. I could take or leave that drama part of it. I just want to win.
There's the fisherman in you loves to watch the editing sequence go down, and you see a bite happen on a Tiagra, and then a fish, then turn the handle on an international, and then they gaff it with an Ali Technos, and that's all. And then the fish gets held up at the same time. You love the fisherman, and he loves to pick the fun things apart. And then I remember one of the things that I remember the most. I think it was the first season that you guys were on there was watching you guys fish with a kite and filming kite bites and things like that. And I mean, that just gets your juices flowing so much. It was fun. And I think that's the thing I remember about the Fat Tuna the most is I just felt like you guys fished more like we fish out here. And I know there's no correlation, but it was always fun. Like you guys were very, very proficient at what you do.
That's my favorite, kite fishing. Yeah. They call us the kite masters out there because we will not have a spread out unless there's a kite in it. And,
that's awesome.
I think that humbly, we are definitely not the kite masters, but we do it more than anybody else on that East Coast. So, where we are in our area, and that's how we won the show. Season 11 was with a big, probably 23-inch bluefish on a kite.
23-inch? Under the kite.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Maybe it was 18 inches, probably somewhere around there.
But a bit. More a big offering.
But a big offering. When I say he bit that in 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
It was there. We marked him on one side of the boat. The kite was on the other, as obviously downwind. And, looked at the screens, marked the fish, and then he went and bit the kite. It was just unbelievable.
What's an average wind speed that you guys are fishing the kite? I mean, like, do you often, because it takes a lot of wind to hold a kite up and to hold, the type of gear that'll fish an 18-inch bait. Like, you got to have some wind behind
it. It's a total pain in the butt.
I'll bet.
But I use helium quite a bit.
That was going to be my next question, is whether you guys use helium to assist.
But a lot of times, if you've got no wind, it just goes straight up instead of out, because we're on anchor. So if you're drifting, it's a heck of a lot easier.
Right.
But no matter what, we'll put it out there.
That's
even
cool.
If it's 100 feet away from the boat, at least your spread is one where it's a bit better.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around a 23-inch blue. A bluefish is like a yellowtail.
Yeah,
like a yellowtail. Are you harness, or how do you rig that?
Oh, so it's definitely bridled in bridled. The back. Yeah, we do an X on the back.
I love it.
With floss sometimes, rubber bands other times. And a lot of other times we'll go right through the front of the eye socket with a couple of 64 black rubber bands and just twist, and then go under.
Send them out. Yeah.
Crazy. Yep. Yep.
Love it.
Yeah. I want to see that blow up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Good morning, and appreciate you joining us this morning, Rich.
What's up, Rich?
Good morning, everyone. I have a question for Bob, but first I want to let Mike know that I bought my 4 tickets for the Reel of the Week and waiting for August to come.
Thank you very much, Bob.
I want to know how much it affects the price you get for the tuna if the fish is gaffed or harpooned in the meat or a wrong area.
Great question.
That's a great question. And the only real wrong area to harpoon or gaff one of these bluefin tuna is around the belly. That's the Toro. That's the best part. A lot of times, too, though, if you go through and through on a fish, in other words, you hit him on one side and you plow him and the dart goes right out the other side, they'll deduct a certain amount per pound because of damage.
And,
but,
and granted, yeah. Bob, they're looking, the buyer's looking for any reason at all
yeah.
to lessen the price.
Oh, there's no right. doubt about it. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. But having said that, they are kind of the buyer that you see on TV is a middleman. So he wants more price per pound because he's the broker.
He's benefiting.
He's benefiting yeah. for sure. So, yeah, to your point, if it was direct, he'd say, yeah, you know, that's $3 a pound and go sell it for $6 or something like that. But, yeah, he's benefiting for sure. But belly is the one that you definitely do not want to harpoon or gaff.
That's a great question, man. Appreciate yeah. it very much. Had a fun text from Stephen Fallbrook. Says, good morning, guys. My question's for Bob. When you're not hunting giant bluefin, do you target other fish commercially with your boat, or what do you like to fish for recreationally? And also, how about your charters?
So we actually call charters our other type of commercial fishing. So we don't actually fun fish much anymore. It's all about when you take that boat away from the dock, it has to make money. But other than bluefin tuna fishing commercially and making money with that, with the charters, we do it also with groundfish charters. There's no other species that we do that with. I used to do it with striped bass. I used to do it with cod. But the bigger the boat gets, striped bass is out of the question because you've got to get close to structure. So a lot of center console guys do that commercially. And cod has gone away. We used to jig for those and get 500 pounds a day and do that commercially. But now that's gone away. It's a protected species. It has been for probably 5 or 6 years, maybe longer than that. We're waiting for that to come back around because there's plenty out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, that's no almost the same situations we deal with here, right?
Totally.
I mean, yeah, very close. Yeah. And those are haddock?
They're haddock. Yep. It's that's a white cool. fish. It's a beautiful white fish. So, yeah, we do charters with that, and they fill the coolers and go home. A lot of New York people,
okay.
they love to fill the coolers and go home. So it's
meat
good.
Fishing.
Meat fishing.
That's funny. Hey, another fun text. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm absolutely loving this show. Is there going to, for Mike, is there going to be a raffle at the tuna reception this year? And then also for Bob, what's the biggest storm surge or waves that you've gone through and had to fish through? And also, what do you do when a storm palms up? And then my last question is, what's the most expensive fish that you've ever caught totaled back of the dock? That's all from Jay in San Diego. Mike, what about the raffles today?
Yes, we're going to have a great raffle. We've got a really broad selection of prizes that range from fishing and non-fishing items, so there's something there for everybody. And we've got several raffle packages. You know, we'll sell just raffle tickets normally, but if you want to buy a little bit more, we've got some premium items that we're going to be giving away as well. There's a Fishing Syndicate has sponsored the raffle ticket sales again, so you'll have an opportunity to walk away with fishing rods as part of your raffle ticket purchases. We also are going to be doing something very unique. There's a product on the market now called Rinse Off, and it's a water delivery system out of a 4-gallon tank. It's been custom made. The tank was custom molded, and it's a really, really effective tool for rinsing down your fishing tackle, washing off your kids at the beach or your dogs, whatever. Everybody that looks at it has a different use for it, and we're going to have some raffle ticket packages tonight where you'll buy a certain amount of tickets and you'll get one for free. And it's really a great product. I'm looking forward to see how people react to it. So there's all kinds of things. You can buy tickets outright. You can buy the packages. But regardless, again, all the money goes to help get more kids out on the water. So come down and join us.
That's awesome. If you could go over those questions again. Yeah.
So, I think it was mostly just a rough water thing. Like, what kind of a storm surge do you guys see? And then he was curious what the highest dollar fetching tuna that you've caught aboard the Fat Tuna has been.
Gotcha. So the first question is actually not aboard the tuna boat. The scariest condition I've ever been in, storm surge, was on a lobster boat that I worked on as a kid, probably 1990 at Georgia's Bank, which we were on the southern part and about 210 miles offshore, went out for 11 days. And that's all offshore lobstering, they call that. And I've never been as scared in my entire life. I thought for sure we were going down. And we had bungee cords over ourselves in the bunks just to kind of keep us in there. It was actually, we didn't have any straps. All we had was bungees. All the canned food was coming out and hitting us on the head down in the galley. I was throwing up all over myself in the wheelhouse, and it was very. I did not do any offshore lobstering after that trip.
That was it.
That cured you of it. That was it. I did all inshore lobstering after that.
But, wow.
And the best price I ever got was $27 per pound.
Wow.
And that was and that was on a 480 dresser, and I believe, my math is off. I want to say maybe 14 and a half.
$1,000.
Yeah.
So what brought so much on that fish compared to the others?
Supply and demand. There was not a lot of fish on the market. Nobody was getting them.
And top quality.
Okay. And that fish there was he was foraging on mostly was herring. And if they're herring eaters, they're very high quality.
So, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I love hearing about it all.
Hey, we're going to go live now to the tribute. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, buddy. How are you this morning? How's the fishing?
Good, good. Just returned from a day and a half trip. 53 bluefin. Majority of that fish is that 40 to 100 pound fish.
Awesome.
Some smaller daytime fish to go with it. A few yellowtail, and we're back out tonight. Like I said yesterday when I called in, Pete Sport sponsored trip tonight. We only have 10 people booked, guaranteed go. Weather looks nice. Fishing's pretty much phenomenal right now. So I think it's a good time to call in sick.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Mike. Boy, with only 10 people, I mean, I know that there'll be some, I know there'll be some more, but that's an unbelievable light load that's going to be happening. And
Pizza Port sponsored, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
it's, you got a drive coming from LA or whatever. We departed 7. You get down to the boat and you have your choice of 4 or 5 different pizzas. Usually their pizza's epic. Their beer is even better.
Yeah, and, half.
Yeah, nothing like a $4 Pizza Port 16-ounce IPA to go with it.
And this fish is an easy day-and-a-half range, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these day-and-a-half trips, like I said, we've talked about, it's more like a 3-day or 2.5 day or something. Just because we're fishing close enough to home, you're fishing, a good chunk of the first night and the last night. So, you're feasibly fishing 28 to 32 hours on a 36-hour trip. It's
crazy.
It's something.
That's awesome, man.
My crew is aging dramatically, but from a passenger standpoint, it's pretty awesome. I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
So what do you about? You could ask for 30 miles?
Anywhere from 25 to 80 miles. The fish is moving all over the place. But it's been with an easy day and a half range. And we do have a one-day trip as well Thursday night, which puts us right in the middle of that. That trip's a go as well. I think there's 17 people booked, but if you could only get away for a day, that still gives you a good chunk of the night and part of a day to fish.
No doubt about it. Well, Mike, a great opportunity. Glad to hear they're biting. Glad to hear the last trip was such a success. And, again, a great opportunity to go tonight. Super limited load.
Yeah, these are good ones.
What's the best number to reach you at if we want to come fishing with you, Mike?
Give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. Take a look at, the size of what we're catching. And like we've said before, I had a guy email me this morning. You do not really need to bring anything. Show up for the landing. They can put you in the right step of the way, get your rental tackle. The crew will get you set up, and we'll get you rolling.
You got it, buddy. Great job, Mike. Appreciate it as always. And keep us in touch. Let us know how this one goes.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate that very much. Mike, Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. How about Mitch? Mitch Cohn from San Pedro. Good morning, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Super show. Got a quick question for Bob. when that boat, your boat comes in and they take that tuna off and they dress it for weight, what do they do with the head and the tail? Isn't there some good meat on there?
Yeah. So thanks for calling in. Great to meet you. There is. There's definitely some good meat in the head and the cheeks, for sure. We're lazy, right? So what happens to that head and the tail really is just grizzly meat. That's really not too good for much, but a trophy, on the garage. We do that quite a bit. We hang the tails, but, the head meat, that goes hopefully to somebody worthwhile at the dock. We just kind of drop and go. We turn and burn, but, I know we're leaving some really good meat, that's delectable there, so hopefully somebody enjoys that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's try and sneak one more in there. You got a quick one for us, Jim? We got about 30 seconds for you. Got a quick question, Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Welcome aboard there, Bob. I love your show, and I really get a kick out of your Dick and Manny. He's really enthusiastic. But
absolutely.
What I wanted to say about the Friends of Rollo. A couple of years back, I took a group of 50 kids, and Howard had that thing so organized, Mike. Everything he said was right on point. We took 50 kids. You can imagine what it's like trying to organize 50 kids. But it went perfect. Took the kids out. It wasn't a great day of fishing. But, you know, they promised all the kids a cheeseburger, potato chips, soda. And I think Jason, the owner of the Dolphin, threw in an extra, because those kids can eat, an extra cheeseburger, chips, and soda. But anyway, Friends of Rollo, just an awesome, awesome contribution, especially kids that never been on a boat before. So thank you.
That's awesome, Jim.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. And Howard does a great job. We appreciate everything he does. He does about 100 trips a year. So take what you experience and multiply it by 100. That's the world he lives in right now.
Wild.
Crazy,
great call,
right?
Jim. Appreciate it.
Hey, we're going to be right back. And let's hook up. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the San Diego and the additional four Reel a Week tickets. When we return on the Let's Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Mr. Bob Cook's going to flip the coin. We're going to find out whether it's a texter or a caller, right?
Okay.
Oh, texter. And the texter today is Glenn from Fallbrook.
Hey, congratulations, Glenn.
Going fishing on the San Diego at a Seaforth and gets his 4 reel a week tickets.
Sweet. Absolutely.
Boys,
25 weeks of reels, he might win.
This was absolutely awesome. Thank you so much both for taking the time. And, boy, if you didn't get enough of the 2 hours, you get the entire afternoon tomorrow or this afternoon because this is it. Tuna Wars is happening now, and the captain's reception happens tonight. Again, give us the rundown, Mike.
Well, it's very simple. The gates are going to open at 4 o'clock. We're over at Dana Landing. We'll be there till probably 7:30 or so. There's a giant raffle. There's a live auction that's very fun to watch and participate in. Bill Batson's going to be there with a bunch of custom rods, and we've got trips to give away. It's going to be a ball.
Awesome. And Bob, again, can't thank you enough for taking the time hanging with us for a couple hours. So excited to watch the up-and-coming season here on Wicked Tuna. If somebody wants to watch the show, how do we do that? And, man, if we want to book a charter, I know you're already full for this year, but I want to come fishing with you next year. How do we do that?
Nice. Great to be here with you guys. So, fattunacharters.com for a charter. Sundays, 9 p.m., Nat Geo for Wicked Tuna. And enjoy the show.
You guys do such a great job, and I'm really proud to know you, especially you coming all the way out here just to come fishing with us. And most importantly, all of this, the captain's reception, the Tuna Wars anglers, Bob, all of it is just to take kids fishing. And, well, you guys are doing a great job, and I really appreciate everybody putting all that hard work.
Very cool.
And we appreciate you out there. Thanks for listening. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. And the next Sunday, a very special one, Tom Green and Adrian from Cedro Sport Fishing, the pilots that make it all happen.